Wi-Fi 7 on EE makes every device work better, even yours.
Yo, guys, let's loot.
Go, go, go.
We're moving.
Upgrade to Wi-Fi 7 on EE, and we'll sort the switch for you.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fiber plans. Terms apply.
Magnum Classic Radio Spot, take one. Matt, bite the Magnum Classic at my signal. Remember to emphasize the perfect cracking chocolate. And wait for my signal.
Sorry, couldn't resist.
Nothing cracks like Magnum. Magnum, true to pleasure.
Radio X. News update next.
What if your bank did more than just bank? With HSBC Premier, it's like carrying your own entourage in your wallet. Premier Wealth Management? Check. Premier Health Perks? All clear. Premier Travel Benefits? You're covered. And Premier International Banking? See, we, yo, ya. In fact, everything's Premier when your bank account is. Search HSBC Premier. HSBC UK. Opening up a world of opportunity. Apply with £100,000 annual income or £100,000 savings or investments with HSBC UK or Premier status abroad.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6, Sir Keir Starmer says he's now prepared to send British troops to Ukraine as part of any peace deal. The Prime Minister's heading to Paris today for emergency talks on ending the war. Aggie Chambray reports for Radio X.
Sir Keir Starmer will join leaders from countries like Germany, Italy and Poland for this summit called by the French president. The US is expected to start peace talks with Russian officials this week, but there are concerns about European countries being left out of them. Ukraine's president has also been calling for a European army.
The government claims the NHS is on the road to recovery after millions of extra appointments took place. NHS England figures show between July and November 2024 there were 2.2 million more compared to the same time in 2023. Around 6 pubs shut their doors for good every week last year. The British Beer and Pub Association says it's led to around 4,500 job losses. And Conclave has taken the Best Picture prize at the BAFTAs. Adrian Brody picked up Best Actor for his role in The Brutalist, and Best Actress was won by Mikey Madison for her role in Anora. Warwick Davis got the Fellowship prize.
Well, this is probably the best thing that's ever happened to me, and I've been in Star Wars.
The ceremony took place at the Royal Festival Hall in London last night.
Sport.
Liverpool are 7 points clear at the top of the Premier League after beating Wolves 2-1. James Maddison returned from injury to score for Tottenham in yesterday's 1-0 win over Manchester United. 2 Jamie McCart own goals helped Rangers to a 3-1 win at Hearts in the Scottish Premiership. They're now 13 points off leaders Celtic. It was a goalless draw between St Mirren and Hibs in yesterday's other game. And Leeds have the chance to go back to the top of the Championship later. They face Sunderland at Elland Road.
Weather
with eBay. Find the right part at the right price with eBay Assured Fit.
Dry with bright spells in England and Wales, some wintry showers in Scotland and cloudy in Northern Ireland. Highs of 10 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Lindsay Smith-Hume.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
Morning, how are we doing? Hello, it's Adam Brown here with you, just gone 6 a.m. It is Monday, 17th of February. It's the start of a brand new week. I'm with you right through till 6.30 this morning when the Chris Moyles show is back, of course. Before it, I've got Blossoms to play, Oasis to get on for you as well, straight after Foo Fighters.
Radio X.
Your mouth. Shout! On a kiss, my face.
position does no harm.
To you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. Feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know. Back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you're not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. Don't know how. I said maybe
It's Oasis, Wonderwall on Radio X. Just gone 10 past six, Monday morning. Now, a bit earlier on, I did mention that the pubcast is available. Of course, it is available for a limited time. If you've not had listened to this year's pubcast yet, with Chris and the team from the Chris Moyle Show, having a few drinks in a pub and causing a bit of chaos, essentially. I'll tell you how you can listen to it. Still time to give it a listen. The details coming your way in just a second. Before it, let's play this for you. Blossoms, Perfect Me, Radio X. And Perfect Me.
The Chris Moyle Show Pubcast.
So, I did mention I was going to tell you how you can listen to this year's pubcast. Now, if you're not aware of what the pubcast is, every year since 2016, Chris and the Chris Moyle Show team have gone down to his local pub to record the pubcast, a limited edition podcast in aid of Global's Make Some Noise, which is the official charity of Radio X. And it does some amazing work supporting life-changing projects at the heart of communities right across the UK. And the ninth pubcast is available to download. And as I said, it is just for a limited time. And this year's, I mean, as always, it's not for the faint-hearted. The guest this year joining them on the pubcast is the brilliant Mr. Chris Tarrant. If you want this year's edition, if you've not heard it yet, if you've been thinking to yourself, I'll get round to doing it, I will get round to listening to it. As I said, limited amount of time. It's still time to listen, though. You can listen and you can get it and donate £10 to Global's Make Some Noise now by texting PUB10, all one word, so it's PUB10, just all one word, to 83936. Your chosen voluntary donation will be added to your phone bill. 100% goes to Make Some Noise. Your standard network rates apply and you need to be 18 or over. The pubcast is available for a limited time and the full details and T's and C's are online at radiox.co.uk. It is a brilliant listen. Make sure you listen to it whilst it's still available. And I can promise you, some chaos and some carnage on it this year. Would you expect anything else? Right, on the way, I have got something from that brand new Kooks album to play before 6:30. And Arctic Monkeys to squeeze in as well before the Chris Moyle Show's back this morning.
Radio X. Whether you're a gym head or you can't always get out of bed, Pure Gym is the gym for you. With most gyms open 24/7, unlimited classes and no lengthy contracts, your workouts work around you. Not sure what training gets you going? Well, it's time to find out. With free weights, functional training, cardio and stretching, at Pure Gym, we've got it all. Whatever you're here for, we're here for it. For conditions and to join, visit puregym.com.
It's the most wonderful time of...
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get access to a 3-airport lounge by booking a 5-star holiday with On the Beach. Silly bookers, well, enjoy those queues at the bar. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people. Adult protected.
On the beach.
Ah, February. Time to fall in love. With a brand new Skoda. Trade flowers for funds with £1,000 towards your finance deposit. And who needs chockies when there's 0% APR on Solutions PCP? So, if it's a date you're after, our deals end on the 28th of February. Visit your local Skoda retailer today. Excludes battery electric vehicles. Maximum 24-month term. Indemnities may be required. Skoda Finance.
Hello, business owner. When you set up your business, your dream wasn't to do accounting admin. That's nobody's dream. Get Monzo Business and let us automate it for you. Integrate everything with Xero, Free Agent and QuickBooks. And share your balance and transactions to Google Sheets from our app. That's kind of dreamy. 500,000 businesses bank with us. When will you? Get Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Integrated accounting is available with Monzo Business Pro for £9 a month. T's and C's apply.
Get ready for 1.21 gigawatts of entertainment with Back to the Future, the musical. Winner of every major Best Musical Award and from the creators of the original movie phenomenon. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious hit. Back to the Future, the musical, at London's Adelphi Theatre. Book your tickets yesterday.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Any tips for the racing?
Yeah. Your best bet is to enter BetVictor for their new customer welcome offer. If you bet a minimum of £10, they give you £20 in free bets on the horse racing. But here's another tip. If you're at the races, head to the paddock. You get lots of info they don't put in the race cards.
Like what?
Like the fact I'm seeing one of them drop a lot of weight right now.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on the racing at BetVictor. 18 plus, opt in, bet on horse racing odds of evens or greater, no cash out, 7-day expiry, terms and conditions apply, gamblerware.org.
Formula One is coming to London with F1 75 live at the O2. A spectacular season launch, Tuesday, February the 18th. All 10 teams and all 20 drivers together for the first time ever in an incredible evening of epic entertainment, marking the start of the 75th F1 season. Watch all the action live from 8 p.m. at youtube.com/Formula One.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with PeakSave, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
Get into the music.
Radio-X.
You. What it is that surprises me is that I don't really want you to. When your shoulders are frozen, over you're an explosion. Your name isn't real, but I don't care for sand and lights in the fuse. My results in a bang, but my bang, oh. I bet that you look good on the dance floor. I don't know if you're looking for romance or I don't know what you're looking for. I said I bet that you look good on the dance floor.
Arctic Monkeys, A Bit Longer on the Dance Floor on Radio X. That is just about it from me. I will see you tomorrow morning from 4 for Tuesday's Early Breakfast Show. Chris and the team back after Blur, and first this latest from the Kooks. This is Never Know.
Nothing's ever set in stone. You're not like anyone I met before. You win by not playing the game. The times are changing, but you stay the same. Let's turn around the hourglass, freeze it in a photograph. I'll tell you everything I used to hide, 'cause I don't wanna waste your time. Let's do all the things we wanna do, because you'll never know, never know, never know when it's gonna end. Pack up the car, drive to the south of France. The wind is dancing in your head, singing je ne regrette rien. Can't take the money when it's time to go, so let's blow it like we're movie stars. Think of all the places we can go.
Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda, grab life by the car keys.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Monday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, Great Britain, and here we go. Welcome to the Chris Moyle Show. And it's Monday, and it's February the 17th, 2025. Good Lord. We are live on Global Play. You can watch the show as well as listen to it. Just to point out, because some of the listeners get confused, they know how radio works, and they know that you can listen to the radio, and they know how video works, and you can watch it. To those people who have been emailing and texting in, when you watch the video, it also has sound. Mm. So it's not one or the other. It's not listen on the radio or watch on Global Player. If you watch on Global Player, it also has the audio. Okay. A lot of people thought it was just silence.
Right. Okay.
And you had to make up what we were saying.
Yeah, we're double threat, aren't we? Audio and visual.
Yeah, but not a triple threat.
No, that's it. Not Thank yet.
You. No. Well, what a weekend, eh?
Whoa. Hey, what?
Ask me what I got up
what
to.
What did you go up to?
Nothing.
Oh, do you not do anything?
Oh.
No. Nothing at all?
No.
Oh.
But I had a great time.
Oh, sometimes good. Nice, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pippa Taylor is here.
Hello.
There she goes.
Pippa Taylor.
All right.
Hi.
All right.
How are you doing?
All right.
The beard is still going, for those of you who are watching on Global Player. The way you watch is, if you've got the Global Player app, which is the official Radio X app called Global Player, it's free, by the way, and you should absolutely download it. It's free because all we ask is for all of your data before you can access it, and then with that data, we will clone you.
Yeah.
But don't worry about that. That's a good few years ahead. In the meantime, enjoy the free app. It's got all your favourite radio stations on there, and podcasts and playlists, and our president of the company, Ashley Tabor, is very, very excited. It also has the weather on there as well. So, well done to the Global Player team who've been working on that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the last 4 years, so we can get a weather update on that.
Yeah.
And it's free, as I said, which is the main thing. But you can see us. You can see me with my beard. You can see Dominic with his Hello. Dog blanket shirt. You can see Peppa with her toilet roll. There yeah. it goes. And unfortunately, James Robinson. But don't worry, we won't put the camera on him too many times.
With another shacket, yeah.
Shacket? Is that a new one? Thick shacket today.
A thick one, isn't it?
No, it's not new. Mm.
Sorry. I've seen that before.
Yep. You like it?
Huh?
Yeah.
No.
Are you wearing desert boots as well?
I am. Cold today.
Who are you, exactly? What have you done with our friend James?
I think you're getting trendier as you get older.
I've had these since I went to Iceland in 2019.
Have you?
Yeah. Yep. Hashtag trendy.
Yeah.
Trendy.
Cool.
I posted on
you did?
Instagram and Facebook.
Right.
Popular it was.
For the first time in a long time.
Yoda, sorry.
What? So what?
Popular it was.
Popular it was.
Yeah. I realised I've not posted anything for a while.
Right.
I basically, what's the point? And, but I'm like, do you know what? I haven't posted anything on my Facebook account in a year.
A year.
So
on
I
what,
thought.
Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't use it.
And on Instagram, bar the Radio X videos that I repost, I've not posted anything there. So I thought, come on, Chris, get down with the kids. You were a pioneer of Twitter back in the day when it was a friendly place where people could chat to each other and the weird algorithm didn't show you right wing videos and death.
Yeah, lots of fights at the moment.
Fights.
Yeah. So I thought, I'll post a picture of the beard. That's what I'll do.
Nice.
It's a nice picture.
So I opened up Facebook. Now, when I set up my Facebook account, the way you had to have a fan page, like an official page, you had to have a page.
Right.
So I have a page, and then linked to that is a fan page.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So Chris Moyles Official, or whatever it is on Facebook, is linked to an actual Chris Moyles account, which I never, ever use, right? Yeah. It just sits there. But I also have access to the Chris Moyles Show on Radio X account, which I didn't realise.
Oh.
So I open up Facebook, and after finding my login, which is... It's so long since I've actually logged into Facebook. But anyway, in I go into my email, chrismoylesatearlyinternetdaysmail.yahoo.org.
Yeah.
And then password, Little Mix Forever.
That's of course.
In I go, and I post a picture of me with a beard, and then I write something, and I hit post, and it goes, ba-ding! And I'm like, yeah, there you go, I posted. Just make sure that that's worked. It's not there. Not there.
Oh.
It's not there. Where is it?
Oh, no, where have you where posted is it? It?
And I posted it on the official Chris Moyles Show on Radio X account, and I went, oh, no! Oh, my God, what have I done? And then realised, well, it's me.
Yes.
So that's fine. So then I'm going to post it on mine. Post it on mine.
Yeah.
Lovely. Wrote something. And then I went to post it on Instagram. I'm a lot better on that. And then it said vote. And I'm like, oh, I've not really done a vote. I'll do a vote. Should I keep the beard? Yes or no. Nice and simple. And then forgot all about it. Made sure it was on there. Went off. Did whatever I had to do. Play Call of Duty Mobile on my iPad.
And chores. Was it chores and stuff?
Sorry?
Did you do any chores? Did you have to do chores?
I did all the chores.
Chores, exactly. You do the chores.
I did all the chores.
Yeah. All the chores?
Hmm.
What chores?
Oh, I'll have a pint of lager, please.
Come on. Already it's chores. Already. Oh, they always turn to tears. Yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah.
Shame when they turn to tears.
Anyway, I went back to check, and people have started voting. Anyway, this morning I checked, and just shy of 15,000 votes later...
Yes, what? I've just seen...
Which I believe is more people than voted in the UK general election last time. 84% of people said, drum roll please, dun, dun, dun. Keep the beard.
Whoa.
Is that a binding vote?
Not really.
Okay.
That's an overwhelming majority.
Yep. Tiff was delighted. And also voted.
I was about to say, did she vote for you to shave it off?
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah. Should I keep the bit? No. Okay. Anyway, then on Sunday, I thought, do you know what? I should reply to some comments because I've been told that that's what you need to do. It's all about engagement, John.
Sure, I'm with you.
You can't just post random stuff like, you know, these Russian bots do.
Yeah.
You've got to actually get in there and reply to people.
Yeah.
So I start reading the comments so I can reply.
Yeah.
Anyway... Once I got out of my depression...
I'll give over.
I started to reply to certain people.
Most of them are nice, though, aren't they?
Yeah. This one says, I don't care either way, but for the love of God, can you please stop talking about it? I'm a huge fan, but it's getting very boring. Every morning, 6:30 a.m, without fail, you mention the beard. And I replied, please come to my next party.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
This one said,
and a hoot.
Not normally a beard-loving girl, but it's a really good one and beautifully groomed. A keeper from me with a thumbs up. And I replied, saying, why, thank you.
Yes, no.
But then I moved on. And it wasn't until this morning that I realised that was Anthea Turner.
Oh,
was it?
Oh, James is living.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna like that comment.
And I'm like, I didn't actually realise it was Anthea Turner. If I'd known it was you, Anthea, I would have absolutely changed it to, why, thank you, Anthea.
Exactly.
So there we are, just to keep on top of it.
Thank you, Anthea Turner.
Of that. And you can have a look if you wish. Chris Moyles Official on Instagram. I've also realised that I've posted 983 times on Instagram, which means I am getting nearer and nearer to my 1,000th post.
Oh. Right, yes.
And so I thought...
How are you going to mark that?
Well, I came up with a few ideas. My favourite idea being, I'm going to do a 10-post countdown to my 1,000th post.
Right.
But I would start that on my 991st post.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
The joke being that there's only one day to go would actually be my 1,000th post.
Right.
I would mess it up as a joke.
That's nice.
And then I thought of something more better than that and more realistic is I will forget and whatever I post on my 1,000th will be as random as that anyway.
Yeah.
Because I don't keep on top of these things.
Yeah.
So look out for that. I know I won't be.
Oh, it's nice to have interaction with Anthea Turner, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, James.
Yeah, you're right, mate.
Jealous?
No.
Jealous much?
Not at all.
Have you met Anthea?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's been on the show.
Yeah. And you were all giddy for days, weren't you?
Still in the background on my phone.
Yep. Still not Chelsea. Anthea Turner.
Anthea the Body Turner.
That's
7 years. That's been there.
Does Chelsea mind that?
Nah.
No.
No? It's normal, isn't it? That picture of Anthea Turner on your phone?
Yeah.
Anthea Turner. She has 161,000 followers.
Is it... What does Rob DJ say? Something burner? What does he say?
Oh, is it Anthea Turner?
Supercharged burner.
That's right. Supercharged burner.
Anthea Turner.
Nice hat you're wearing in that, by the way, Chris. Sort of mention.
Thank you. This was a Christmas gift from my very good friend, Pippa Taylor. Oh, you.
Oh,
in fact.
Oh yeah. Oh, sorry. Oh, yes.
Fishing away.
It was so from you, yeah.
So it is, look.
So it ticked many boxes.
Yeah.
It ticked the box of, this is me with my beard, and to one person who would see it, oh, he's wearing the present that I got.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
There
you
are. I don't wear it to work because it messes up my hair. Ian says, Chris, in the vote to keep the beard or lose the beard, is there a couldn't give a toss option? Thanks, Ian. Oh, well, thank you very much, Ian. No, there isn't. But again, it's not legally binding. You don't have to vote. It is just, here's a phrase you've probably never heard before in your life, Ian. It's just a bit of fun. Okay, so there you are. But please do come to my next party. Thanks. James said, morning, Chris, Don, Pippa and Chamboy. On Saturday, because I'm a really cool middle-aged man, I watched Live and Kicking whilst playing a bit of computer.
Wow.
Whilst playing a bit of computer.
I sent the link with a critic message. Have you guys watched it yet? Well, James, I don't do drugs, so I've no idea what you're talking about, but thank you very much for joining in on the show.
I hope you had fun playing a bit of computer.
Derek says, keep the 1,000 Insta post to congratulate Leeds when they win the league, says Derek. Confident. Derek, I am hoping to post my 1,000 post this century, but I'll bear that in mind. I'm going to put down there the self-deprecation against my team.
You never know.
And how was everyone's weekend? I believe Pippa took loads of illegal substances and slept with homeless people.
Yeah, that's a hell of a weekend, Pippa.
That was your interpretation of a bad weekend.
Pippa walked into the studio and said, I have had such an unhealthy weekend.
Yeah.
And I assumed she'd done loads of drugs and slept with homeless people.
Yeah.
And she went, no, I meant unhealthy as in food.
Food.
Oh, just me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Food and drink and food.
What did you have?
Well, we went to Sinter's on Friday.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we were going to pop in, but Tiff didn't want to.
That's fine. And discovered a new shot. Oh.
A new shot?
Have you heard of a Snickers shot before?
No, but already it sounds excellent.
Oh, do you like nuts? Do you like nuts?
Love peanuts.
There you go, Captain. 6:44.
Do you like nuts? I mean, generally.
Do you?
Like nuts.
Do you like
them? I love nuts. Yes. we went to Aces and Eights.
Yeah.
And there's Snickers shot, and there's a little liqueur called Frangelico. Oh, it is delicious. It's like hazelnut liqueur. And then they put in Kahlua, and then they sprinkle in some really fine sort of pink salt in it. Oh, it's beautiful. I did about 3 in a row.
Did you?
Maybe nice. Even 4.
Right.
Anyway, Sinter's was really good fun. And then my friend came up on Saturday. We just...
Hefty. Well,
we're just like...
What?
We just ate and drank all day.
Of course you did.
With your friends?
Who was it who came up? Was it Hefty? No.
No, it was Lisa.
Lisa, large Lisa, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Aww.
Do you know, I thought my neighbour was watching EastEnders very loudly over the weekend.
Now
I realise it was Pippa's friend walking into town.
Now
it makes sense. 6:45 is the time, and you're listening to Radio X. That's the name of this radio station. Radio X, R-A-D-I-O space X, but don't ride the word space. If anybody asks you, what radio station do you listen to in the morning? Well, you can tell them that you listen to Radio X. Fader. Press button. Thank you very much. It's quite tricky to do when you're looking at the camera and not actually looking at the equipment that you've got to do. And speaking of equipment, let's go back in time with a classic now. I think you all know the words. On a Monday morning, it's the great sounds of Hot Chocolate.
I believe in miracles.
Ooh, Shabba.
You sexy thing.
You sexy thing, you.
I believe in miracles. Since you came along.
Ooh.
You sexy thing.
I used to think he was singing I Believe in Milka.
I Believe in Milka?
Yeah.
As in the beautiful chocolate.
Yeah,
Milka.
With the cows.
Yeah.
Nice.
Milka.
Oh, I like Milka.
I used to be the advert again, but I believe in Pinnacle. And with that mobile advert.
No.
No.
I believe in Pinnacle.
Not a great parody.
That's terrible. Thing, that's what I remind you of.
Anyway, the time is 6:46. Good morning.
Isn't that Toby Tarrant's godfather? Errol Brown, if I made that up.
I think, yes. I think he was.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Wow.
God bless him.
What a claim to fame that is.
Yeah. Well, it's that showbiz dynasty of the Tarrant family, isn't
That's it?
That Toby was born into. Showbiz, British showbiz royalty.
Yeah.
It's not normal.
It's not normal. Know. Lenny Henry's his uncle, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah.
He grew up with Cilla Black, Christopher Biggins, and Cliff Richard.
Amazing, isn't it?
It's not normal.
Normal. But it hasn't affected him. Toby's just a normal next-door kind of guy. If you live next door to a jail.
Of course.
Which is why Pippa's clearly attracted to
That's
him.
It.
Because
he's a bit of a run.
I think he did have to sit for a few hours in jail once in case of mistaken identity.
Yeah. Right.
So I think, someone had done something bad, but they looked like a 6'5" person with a ginger beard.
Mm-hmm.
So Toby, out of the blue, got arrested. Not arrested, but taken in, and they said, we can't let you go until...
When did he tell you this story?
Saturday.
Yeah. And it was mistaken identity.
And then, I think he was in a cell, I can't remember, was it 9 minutes or nine hours. But he was going to have a little tally tattoo.
Right.
It's interesting that you can't remember whether it was 9 minutes or 9 hours.
Yeah.
Whereas if you were to put that to anything else in your life ever, you would know. I went to the gym yesterday. Were you there for 9 minutes or 9 hours? Well, it was closed. And I remember looking through the window. Yeah. It was 9 minutes.
Nine minutes.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, if I'd been the one in the prison cell, I'd probably remember, but I wasn't.
And were together?
No, just before.
Right.
Pre-me.
And then as soon as you heard that story, you were like, take me, I'm yours.
Yeah.
You're roggin'.
Let me see your CV of criminal records.
Yeah. No, this is just us, not up to scratch.
Do you need a getaway driver?
Yeah.
I like a man who's done a bit of time.
Yeah, absolutely. Bit of bird.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
give someone a bit of character,
That's it. Yeah. These boring people who've never been to prison.
I like those kind of men that are only allowed out into the yard for half an hour a day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's my kind of guy.
They're real men.
Morning
if you
prisoners.
Can bounce a ball against a desolate-looking wall and play harmonica, I am all yours.
Yeah.
Because that's what jail is in my head.
It still is. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's all about experience.
And
can we just say good morning to all the people listening to the Chris Moore Show right now, actually in jail, wherever you are. I know a lot of inmates listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Pippa sends her love to all her exes.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning, jail folk.
Yeah. Good morning to you, wrong'uns.
Yeah.
All right, okay, so we've got...
Do you like nuts?
We've got that one already. Lovely. And then we have the reply...
I love nuts.
There you are. Lovely. So we've got those. If you want those as a ringtone.
Do you like nuts? I love nuts. Do you like nuts? I love nuts. Do you like nuts?
Hello. Hi, Mum. Then let us know.
What? I've told you this before. My voice sound, in my head, my voice sounds so different.
Do you think it sounds sexy in your head?
It's...
Because it's not.
It's not... No.
No.
I think sexy's a stretch. Do you like nuts?
Mm-hmm.
But... hear it back, I'm like, what is that? Who is that? Do you forget that?
It's an old nan.
Exactly. It's the nan from I Love That, Catherine Tate.
You are the opposite of the legendary radio line, Fit on the Phone.
That's it.
You, like, you know, there are some people with really sexy voices.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And then you see what they look like and you go, ugh. Mm. It's like James Robinson, you know, and not attractive. But you're like the opposite.
You are attractive, James.
Like,
yeah,
that's true.
Beautiful, beautiful looking woman. Very natural, like Amazonian looking, with lovely eyes, nice. Gorgeous hair, lovely features, witch fingers. Beautiful.
Can I play?
But with an awful nana cheese gratey voice.
But that is meant in a really good way.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no offence.
Let's say I worked on the phones and I had to call you in the Swindon office every day and you're like, hey, Chris. Hey, Pepper, how are you? I'm all right, thanks. And I'd be like, this old bird eye-uttering everywhere. And then we have a big company party and you go, I'm Pepper. And I'd be like, oh, my God, you're so beautiful. God, I just never thought that, what with your awful voice.
Right. Right.
Again,
it's a compliment.
The compliment's there. It's just clouded with.
That's it.
Do you know what I mean? It's like clouded. Encased in something.
Well, what would you prefer the other way around? I speak to this woman on the phone called Pippa in the Swindon office, and she sounds well hot. Fast forward to the Christmas party. Hi, I'm Pippa. You know.
That's true. When you say it like
true,
that.
True, but I do work in radio.
Oh, yeah.
I've chosen right. profession. But not. Do you like nuts? I love nuts. Do you like nuts? I love nuts. Do you like nuts? I love nuts.
Do you like nuts?
And you've got a problem with that. See, I think that sounds lovely.
Thanks, Dom.
Absolutely fine.
But what about the people of both? How lovely is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice face, nice voice.
I mean, I don't like those people.
No, do you know what? I don't. True. Boring.
Yes. But then what about those people who have an awful voice and don't look good either?
Yeah,
you know, James Robinson, Gavin. You know, the list is endless.
No, Gav's got a great voice.
Hey, does he really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
No. Gav's fine.
No.
Don't be loving me in with him. He can't even say radio properly.
Radio.
Hey, Gav.
Radio.
You've got a nice voice, James.
He doesn't.
Sorry, and you look nice.
Thank
Sorry.
You. He doesn't.
Yeah.
Happy Monday, everyone.
Triple threat, double threat, no threat.
Yeah.
James Robinson. And how was your week? Oh, John went to a swingers party.
It wasn't a swingers party. It was our friend's birthday party.
And made some new friends.
Now, did you know, this blew my mind, we are really big in Prague.
Is that right?
We're massively popular in Prague. Hello, everyone in Prague.
Really?
So the woman whose birthday it was, she had relatives over who come from the Czech Republic. And we were at the bar. I was sorry, and this guy walked out and went, are you Dominic Byrne? In a Czech accent.
Oh, yeah.
Apologies.
Yeah. You could tell.
I went, yeah. He goes, oh, my God. I love you. I love you.
Where's he?
Oh, my God.
He spent a lot of time in Huddersfield.
Oh, my God. I love you. And then he called to his wife, and then she came in. Oh, my God. It's Dominic Byrne. I love you. I listen to the show every day. And then Tony and Sylvie, they were called. Yeah, yeah. Hi, Tony. Hi, Sylvie. He was walking the day before, so on the Friday morning, he was walking around Prague wearing a Chris Moyle Show hoodie.
Get in.
They are obsessed with the show, and all their friends listen to the show as
really?
Well.
Really? So it's yeah. not just Tony?
No.
Tony?
No. Tony.
And
Sylvie.
Yes. And where are they from?
Czech Republic,
it's
Prague.
It's traditional Czech name, Tony.
Tony. I think it might be an English version
That's
of
cool.
a Czech name.
Oh, my God. You're Dominic cool. Byrne. Sharon, come and look.
Help, Sharon. Hello, Dominic Byrne.
Did you match with Sylvie?
Did I match? Hey, James, it wasn't one of those parties. It was a
Oh, my God.
Party.
I hope I get your keys. I will get off with you. I'm Prague Tony.
Morning, Tony, and morning, Sylvie. What a lovely thing.
Cool.
He's got all your clobber. He's got everything. He's got a candle.
That is impressive. That, I will say,
he's
that's
got a hoodie.
Only slightly less impressive than the fact that he's probably still in your bed right now.
Right, it could be, yeah. But no, they were great. They were, and he's going to, he said, you must come, you and Lucy must come to Prague.
They have those parties over there as well.
And he'll show us around the places where he would go rather than where all the tourists go.
Well, make sure you take a few photos of the places he would go.
Exactly.
Did you all stay over?
Not on the Saturday night. We came back on a Saturday night.
on the Friday?
Friday night, and then came back on the Saturday night.
Was it like one big house?
It was in a posh hotel.
Oh, very nice.
It was lovely.
Oh.
Mm, it was very nice, but we finished about 4 o'clock Sunday morning.
You must have been shattered.
Oh, I was shattered.
Yeah.
As in finished drinking, yeah. 4 o'clock Saturday morning.
What time did you get your head down?
Got my head down about 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
Very tired.
Were you drinking?
A lot.
Did you get some shorts down?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We had some shorts down.
That's nice.
We had some shorts down, yes.
Yeah.
It was fun. The point of that was, hi Tony, hi Sylvie, and hello to everyone in Prague who might be listening right now.
Czech Tony is my name.
Yeah.
Make my wife, Sharon.
It's not Sharon.
And here are my children. Very traditional Czech children. This is Carl and Rebecca.
Yeah. Hello, Carl, and hi, Rebecca.
Hello, yeah. Tom.
But that was lovely, wasn't it? What a nice thing.
Yeah. Big in Prague.
Massive in... Huge in Prague with his friends. Big fan.
See, I told you.
It goes...
We're very popular outside of the world of the Ray Charles. We really are.
Come on.
It's true.
Yeah.
It wasn't Stavros, someone said. Tony. How rude.
Well, anyway, we all got through the weekend. We're all back again. It's Monday. It's the 17th of February. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. We're switching the cameras off now, but Dominic Byrne will continue the show because he's got the news coming up next. Wave, everybody, like your life depended on it.
The Chris Miles Radio X. Radio X.
Question. Really?
Do you like nuts?
Wow. Whenever you want, Zeta, I press the button. It's up to you if you want to play or not. That ruined it now, because now I've got to play.
I love nuts.
Before the ads.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Skoda Kodiaq. Now available as a plug-in hybrid.
Radio X.
And off we go. When you're a small business owner like me, every day is an adventure. It can get pretty wild out there, but I'm used to fierce competition. So I feel in my natural habitat out here on safari.
With an American Express business card, spend securely and earn points on business transactions to put towards a dream holiday.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
The card is for business. The points are for pleasure. Search Amex business card. Terms and annual fees apply. 18 plus, subject to status.
Get ready for 1.21 gigawatts of entertainment with Back to the Future, the musical. Winner of every major Best Musical Award and from the creators of the original movie phenomenon. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious hit. Back to the Future, the musical at London's Adelphi Theatre. Book your tickets yesterday.
Poulton's Park, voted best theme park for families at the UK Theme Park Awards.
Poulton's Park!
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our March draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 28th of February. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
One bedroom flat. Latin Quarter. Soundproof floorboards. With the UK's largest choice of homes, if Senorita Smith can find hers, so can you. Rightmove. Believe it. Based on sale and rental listings. See rightmove.co.uk/claims.
We're cracking out the Cuthbert cake here at Aldi.
You can't match this.
To celebrate 4 years as Which Cheapest Supermarket.
You can't match this.
So if you want a slice of everyday amazing value, there's only one supermarket where every price is an Aldi price. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
It's a busy day in Admouth. The Admiral bumps into Joe Jenkins in the supermarket.
Is everything okay?
Well, got up at 6 a.m, showered, fed the cat, fed the dog, fed the kids, did the school run, the bit win, and went on a run. Drive to work, charged my car and charged to lunch. Searched for new cars, used cars, and tried to sell the old car. Popped over to the flat and had tea with the tenant, sorted out the leak and picked up leaks for dinner. And now I need to find insurance.
And breathe.
Oh.
Take it easy and insure everything in one place. With Admiral Multicover and more. Admiral Insurance. Always looking out for you.
Hi, welcome to Boots. How can we help?
Is it normal that it stings when I
have been coughing for a
solid 8 hours sleep?
And why can't I maintain my
ear infection and my
splitting headache? Is my blood pressure
swollen or is it just bruised?
Keep an eye on your health. Whatever your question, we've got you covered. Just walk in, get treated, walk out. That feels better. Boots, with you for life.
Radio X. News update. Next.
What if your bank did more than just bank? With HSBC Premier, it's like carrying your own entourage in your wallet. Premier Wealth Management? Check. Premier Health Perks? All clear. Premier Travel Benefits? You're covered. And Premier International Banking? See, we, yo, ya. In fact, everything's Premier when your bank account is. Search HSBC Premier. HSBC UK. Opening up a world of opportunity. Apply with £100,000 annual income or £100,000 savings or investments with HSBC UK or Premier status abroad.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Morning, everyone. It's Monday morning. Thanks for waking up, listening to the Chris Moyles Show. Chris Moyles here. Hello, how are you doing? You all right? That's nice. Okay, good. Dominic Byrne's got your news, sport and weather. It's a minute past seven.
From Global's newsroom, Sir Keir Starmer says he's prepared to put British troops on the ground in Ukraine for the first time if there's a deal to end the war with Russia. Ahead of an emergency meeting of European leaders in Paris later, the Prime Minister says the UK is ready to play a leading role, but he claims it's not a decision he would take lightly. US senior officials are meeting Russian negotiators in Saudi Arabia this week without Europe. Donald Trump claims Vladimir Putin wants to stop the fighting.
I think he wants to end it, and they want to end it fast. Both of them. And Zelensky wants to end it too. I mean, you know, it's too bad it started. It would have been a lot easier to end it before it started, right?
In other news this morning, police officers across England and Wales will now receive training in how to handle non-contact sexual offences. That includes upskirting and voyeurism. Experts say it can often be a gateway to more serious violent crime.